What gives the brain a workout? Information. When researchers asked people to look at a series of pictures while their brains were being scanned in the fMRI machine, it was the more complex images, a work of art, a sprawling vista, a group of animals, that tickled the neurons in their heads most. It's the activation of these neurons, nerve cells, which, among other things, send and receive sensory information, that lights up the fMRI scans in bright, almost psychedelic colors. In fact, there is an almost drug-like effect taking place. The brain is filled with opioid receptors. Yes, opioid, as in the drug. Made of specialized proteins, these receptors poke out of our neurons like tiny radio antennas designed to pick up passing signals. When the right kind of molecule bumps into a receptor, perhaps one of the body's naturally occurring opioids, such as an endorphin, or a synthetic drug designed to look like one, such as heroin or morphine, it can kick off a cascade of brain activity that bathes the neurons in a feel-good neurotransmitters and other chemicals. The more neurons that are activated, and the more activated they are, the more pleasure we feel. In essence, learning and problem-solving gets us high. Amir and his mentor, University of Southern California professor of neuroscience and psychology, Irvin Biderman, suspected that humor might feed the brain, in much the same way that complex information does. People who study humor generally agree that most jokes are built around an incongruity, an inappropriate, absurd, surprising, or unusual combination of two fundamentally different ideas or elements. To wit, a 6'2" neuroscientist in a fluffy fur coat and a scruffy construction boots. When we first see or hear this mashup, we're confused. That's the setup. The punchline is the resolution of that confusion. Oh, this is his idea of business casual. Waka waka. So in that sense, appreciating humor is not unlike solving a puzzle, and it yields a similar kind of satisfaction. Instead of an aha moment, you get a ha-ha moment. In fact, Biderman and Amir theorize that because humor requires the brain to process lots of distinct types of information, isn't it too hot in Southern California to dress in so many layers? What is considered appropriate business attire? Is it ever okay to wear fur? Funny revelations would activate different and more desperate parts of the brain than unfunny ones. This would excite the neurons even more, which would lead to the release of more neurotransmitters and activation of the reward centers of the brain.